words of encouragement to the president for the actions and policies so far made in these less than 3 weeks of governing a very difficult country like Nigeria. We discussed on a wide range of issues, especially on security and oil theft in the Niger Delta. Myself and my brothers assured the president that there will be zero oil theft and vandalization in the Niger Delta. We are going to work with NNPC, PCL, and the IOCs to make sure that oil theft is brought to zero. I also want to say that oil theft is encouraged by the military. The military is at the center of oil theft. And we have to make this very, very clear to the Nigerian public. 99% of oil theft can be traced to the Nigerian military, the Army and the Navy especially. The Army and the Navy intimidate the civil defense, who are by status the people who are supposed to guard these pipelines. They receive a lot of money from NNPC, PCL, and the IOCs. And just across the corner, you will see a houseboat. A few meters from the houseboat, you will see an oil bunkering refinery or tapping directly from oil well heads. It is very pathetic now. What is happening in the Niger Delta in the past 8 years was unprecedented in the history of oil production anywhere in the world.
There you go. Asare Idokubo was speaking there shortly after meeting President Bola Tinubu. He was speaking unequivocally, really. There is no ambiguity in his accusations. The Nigerian Armed Forces, the Navy and the Army, they've denied any involvement in anything like oil theft in the Niger Delta. The Navy said, look, give us names, prove what you're saying. That's the Army speaking there. There have been reactions. Even politicians have waded in. They've weighed in on this. They've said their thoughts. There are different groups as well that have shared their thoughts as well. Now, so look, whoever and whatever anybody says, there is something that we know. The fact is undisputed that our crude is being stolen. That is a fact. Now, what we don't know, what we don't have solid facts on, is that who are the people stealing our crude? The high and mighty in the IOCs, international oil companies, the Nigerian military, the Nigerian Navy, the Nigerian Army, the elites in the country, or even foreign governments, maybe foreign oligarchs. We don't know for sure who these people are. But I'm sure the question is, are they done with us? Or are we done with them? Are they going to say, you know what? May we free them. May we free them. May we free them. So they are done with us. Or are we going to be the one that would say, enough? Is President Tinubu ready to stop this fuel theft? It's a madness that has gone on for too long. Far too long. Asare is not saying anything new. He didn't say anything new. There's nothing absolutely new in what he said. What he's just saying is throwing accusations at the military. Essentially, he's saying our crude is being stolen. And he's fingering the military as accomplices, the military, the Nigerian army and the navy. But the fact that our crude is being stolen is not new at all. Who is responsible? We do not know. What the government of today is going to do about it? Maybe they are planning their strategy. There are concerns every now and again when non-state actors come to the public to say that, look, I now have contract to guard pipelines of this country. Meanwhile, we have civil defense there. When non-state actors are saying, look, it is our military that is aiding this crime. When non-state actors are saying, we are the ones protecting you, not the military. To me, those are great concerns. Those are events of you don't even want to think about the magnitude to which these events can go. Because now, the question is, what role do they play? Is this just about, I want to have a share of the cake? Is this about government is now determined? If government is determined, why hasn't the government said anything? Especially on crude theft. Lagos, there you go. You've heard the sound. Let me hear your thought. This happened last week, we're just talking about it now, right? Okay, being Monday, that is. 0700-993-993-993. And female only line is 01465-7190. So if you're a first time caller, you can call 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993. 01-277-2993. And 01-277-3993. Please make it brief and please turn off your radio. Very important. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Rita from Lakwe.
Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff, I agreed. But one thing, it's not by we know, but we want to catch them. In fact, they are done with us. Let me just say it that way. They are done with Nigeria. It's now for Nigerians now to take up with what we have. Because, Mr. Sheriff, if you notice, a lot of people have been appointed in that position, the military themselves. How can somebody go? Okay. Me, ordinary person, Mr. Sheriff, can I go there and steal that crude? No. Their security is there. So this thing is, I don't even know what we are going to do, because even if we appoint another person, the same thing, they have a way of doing it. And the masses are suffering for this thing. So I don't know whether they have to sack all of them or whether we'll go individual to guide it, which is not possible. So we are those people we are going to trust that are going to be taking care of those things. Because I see, Mr. Sheriff, if you come out and say, you tell me where is the proof, this thing is done by individuals, Nigerians. Those are top over there, and they are using the military to do this. Because somebody will say, we are not this, because they are even scared of calling themselves their name, because all of them there that they are leading us, all of them, they are all what? They are the oil. Because I don't know what to say again now. If you don't have position, you can't go there and do it. So they're not doing it. And the military now are falling to it because everybody is corrupt. Let's take our own share. It's part of our own share. Let them do whatever they want to do.
Okay.
And it's wrong.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Sheriff.
Thank you, too, for calling. Igwe Victor joins us now. Hello. Igwe, morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
Can you hear me? I'm on the road.
But you know, we can't talk to you like that. I'm really sorry. It's quite noisy. No, we can't have that conversation. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sharif.
Yes, please.
My name is Engineer Kundayo. I'm calling you from Ikorodu.
You're welcome, sir.
See, what Asare Dokubo said is true, especially about Navy. I happen to have participated in the industry before in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Those loading, before you load any vessel, officially in Nigeria, the final approval must come from the Navy and the Navy headquarters. So what Asari Dokubo said is really true. And you can, other callers that are listening, that are from that area, they will confirm what I've just said. Now, when they gave the last contract to Tom Polo, just when Buhari was to, to exit the government, Asari Dokubo and some other stakeholders, ex-militants, you know, they fought Tom Polo before it was settled among them. So they are all involved in all this racketeering. Now, when Tom Polo started this contract, you must have seen videos of illegal pipes.
That's right.
Yeah, there were so many.
That's right.
You know, so it confirms what Asari Dokubo said, that they will just go to the wellhead. Wellhead is where they finally load the vessels and drill it illegally and put their own pipes and extend. So what Asari Dokubo said is true. I don't want to waste time. My advice to President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, if he wants to save Nigeria, he should fine-tune that area.
Okay.
And here and now, I'm calling for a proof of the NNPC. You know, Tom Polo said that in the last 8 years, the rate of vandalization and oil theft is unprecedented in the world. It is true. It should prove NNPC as an organization and their former GMs. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you too, Engineer. Thanks for calling me. Kenny is in VI here. Kenny, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Sherry.
Thank you for holding the line, Kenny.
Yeah, thank you. Oil theft is, just like you said, is known. I mean, it's a fact, it's all that. My major concern was when I was working at Asari Dokubo. No matter how important he is or how close he is to the president, he is a non-state actor. Now, to go to the presidency, the highest institution of government, and the issuing press statement in the presidency and speaking like that about the Nigerian military and the armed forces generally. And the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces.
True.
I mean, can we... can we try to, even if he knows what he knows and he has discussed it with the president, must he be saying that in the presidency, and that is where the commander-in-chief lives? I don't even think it's proper in the first place.
Okay.
There are some things that should have been done, and let's hope and believe that this president will tackle that problem and, you know, we get solution for it. But to have a non-state actor having such powers, how do you think the good elite, because not everybody in the military is corrupt. That we have to be sure of.
Yeah, certainly.
How do you think the good elements among them will feel when a non-state actor can be sitting at the presidency, just where the president is, their commander-in-chief, and he's saying that kind of thing? Oh, come on. I think we need to do better.
Well said, Kenny. Well
Thank
said.
You.
Very well said. Kingsley, let's speak with you. Kingsley, hi. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Luakai.
Yes, miss. Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You see, the problem with Nigeria is that most times when we see the truth, we now leave the good message, we start attacking the messenger. It doesn't make sense to me. You understand?
I'm with you.
No matter who says anything, no matter who he is, these are facts that are on the table. It's not as if it's not recognized. These things are not new.
Yes,
we know about these things. You understand?
We know.
So for you to come and exercise it now, and the president has the God at least, this is a president that has a lot of God, to tell him, okay, go to press and say this thing. not minding that this is a cabal and cartel people that eventually want to attack the president and the president. You know that. But the president said, don't worry, go ahead, go to the press and tell them.
The government, the president did not say.
You know that.
Wait, hold on. First and foremost, okay. My name is Sheriff, not the Oluwakayode.
So, oh, sorry.
Secondly, I don't know where you got Oluwakayode from. Secondly, the president did not tell him to do anything. He went on a visit, and it's a normal practice that journalists are always there.
He said it himself. He talks with the president.
I'm not saying that he did not discuss with the president. I'm telling you that it is free will to address the press. The president did not direct him to come and address the press.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me tell you something, Cherry. You see, these people are in this country. There was a time a ship got missing. That ship got missing. Eventually, they raised alarm. They found it. After finding the ship, they arrested like 24 people that was involved. There's some Indians involved in it. You know that after some time, those Indians, 16 of them, they were released. You understand? Up to date, the other ones don't know what happened to them. And they said in particular that they were involved. I mean, how can you tell me a hotel of crude, thousands of 500,000 barrels of crude will be stolen and the naval ships, the island doesn't know about it? So I said, that's what he's talking about. My prayer is for the president to get friends and get the God and Jill to be able to tackle this thing because they will fight back. They will fight back. But this is a cartel and cabal people say that they're going to do it. So what I'm trying to say is, let's leave the messenger, please. And let all take the message. God bless you.
Thank you to you for calling me. Appreciate it, okay? I'd like to quickly just address that again. So he's right when he said that the vessel that was arrested outside the shores of this country and then brought back into the country, you know, the crew on that vessel, they were released. At that time, the commanding officer forward operating base, Bonny, was explaining why they released those people. He said after the seizure of the merchant ship, the crew members were charged to the Federal High Court in Port Harcourt for trial in January. He said the very large crude carrier, and he mentioned the name of the crew, and its 26 foreign crew were arrested after entering Nigeria, Nigeria's waters, unauthorized with intent to lift crude oil. And he said subsequently they were charged to court, and later they pleaded guilty as well as elected voluntarily to enter into a plea bargain agreement with Nigeria. So that was why they were released. There was a plea bargain with the government of Nigeria. And, you know, it's one of the ways of conflict resolution, plea bargaining as well. Let's look at Nena before we prepare and go out. Nena, morning to you.
Morning.
Yes, miss.
Yeah. Sheriff. Yeah, Asari is not supposed to say it, who is supposed to say it? Apparently the labor for the people, do you understand? These are the things labor should see and talk if they are not benefiting from it. For the army, if you say you don't do it, Navy, you don't do it, Abby. And we all know that there's bunkering and theft. Who have you caught? Good morning.
And then thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. Lagos, let's go to social media and take some reactions there. Here we go. We're going to start with WhatsApp. We've got some comments here on WhatsApp. I'm going to start with this one here that reads, please, there is nothing wrong in Asari Dokubo having a press conference after visiting president. The press room is free for every Nigerian to use. Asari would not be the first Nigerian to address the press in Aso Rock. Let's face a criminality issue and stop chasing shadows. That's no name here, but thank you for sharing. We appreciate it. I'm going to take another one from Jamiu initially. Jamiu says, let the president bring all the leaders of all the military safeguard the area into book if truly he means well for the nation. Jamiu initially on WhatsApp, drop that. Jamiu, thank you. I'll come to our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube in a moment. In the meantime, I've got this one from Ayaba Esteri from Badagry, who says, Asari Dokubo is on point. How do we know every naval officer that was sent to JTF returned a multi-millionaire follow the money, check their bank accounts, let them explain to Nigerians how they got so rich, if they can. Ayaba Esteri from Badagry sent that in. 9:22 is the time here. Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've got another one here on WhatsApp that reads, Asari's assertion is slightly off. To accuse the military of stealing crude is wrong because they rather aid the bunkers and collect their cut. And this is not to say it is the military as a whole, but a few bad elements, political elements and dubious businessmen. The military on its part should take this criticism and self-inspect instead of asking for evidence or denial. Ah, well said. Well said. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's go to our live stream right now and take some comments off of there. We're going to start with Facebook live stream. I have this one here and it reads, all of them can't be corrupt, but the law can also affect all. Jonathan Atuvier on Facebook dropped that in. I have another one here from Ahmed Olaniwaji who says, even Buhari regime knew they cannot trust the military, and that was why they gave the security of our pipeline to a private person, Tumpolo. The military should cover their face in shame when government can contact a private or contract a private person with security of our pipeline. Thank you. That came in from Ahmed Olaniwaji on our Facebook Live. Jonathan Atuvier, I think I've taken yours, Jonathan. I don't know where I took it, but yeah, I think I've taken it. But thank you for sharing, though. Appreciate it. I'm going to jump now. Let's take just one from Twitter. Can we? I think we can rush it. Collins says both the military, Asari Dokubo, and the government are all culpable. Nigerians are the ones feeling the pains. I says Asari is just looking for a legitimate way to keep stealing our oil. That's Collins on Twitter. We're going to head out now. Let's take this break, Lagos. Huh? We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us here on the Crossfire Extended. I'll be back.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we're back. Let's quickly get on with our conversation today. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71900 for the ladies. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to jump on the telephone lines now before we come back to our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Good morning to you. Oh, yeah, so that dropped. So let's take another one. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
This is Pastor Ladiko.
Let's hear you.
Sheriff, sir. My worry is how we are empowering non-state actors and weakening our institutions, especially at a place where our institutions are being accused, right in the government house. Journalists sat down there. They didn't even ask him questions. Since it's a press briefing, in what capacity is he doing it? None of them is asking him questions. I'm afraid this is our democracy. We are really, really empowering individuals, empowering them to the detriment of institutions, and we might likely pay dearly for it. Whatever thing he has said is not new. The only thing that would have been new if he has named one person or one thing that would just give us a guideline to what we are doing. It's a pity. This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Thank you, Pastor Ladipo. And just to correct that impression, there is no way the journalist will just sit there and not ask questions. Definitely, they must have asked him questions. What you are seeing on social media is not the entire event of that day. If you want to get the entire event, you have to have friends who were State House correspondents. Then they will give you the entire thing that he said. But that's, trust me, that wasn't the entire thing that happened. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Okay. Sheriff, you know this is not new. I remember, maybe was it last year or 2 years ago, Governor Wike, in the presence of the military commander, told them point to their face that they were the ones stealing crude oil. He said it. They were sitting in his office, in his office, in a room. and he told them to prove him wrong. They never did. They all kept quiet. So it's no news that these people are aware of it. You can't be guiding something and it's still being stolen and you say you don't know. It's not all military, definitely. Some people conniving with the IOC members, conniving with NNPC. In fact, I'm surprised that nothing has changed in NNPC since the last 2 weeks. A lot of things have to change in NNPC. Terrible in the last 8 years. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me. Take another one. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. My name is Dan Baba.
Let's talk.
Thank you. You see, I agree with the other guy that said that the way and manner Asahi Kubo made this statement, I think it was wrong. Because, like he said, Asahi Kubo is a non-state actor. At the same time, if we all, the people that visit Mr. President, come out to make this type of statement, do you think this country will be peaceful as it is now? Imagine if the IGP or the other security chief come out to expose, you know, security issues. Because whether you like it or not, what Asahi Kubo says, it has to do with security. The other put all these things together and give it to Mr. President instead of coming out to say all kinds of things. Even though I believe that himself has to answer some questions because himself is involved in all this nonsense that they are talking about today. Even though the country that is working, you think the Kubo will be close to Mr. President, let's tell ourselves the home truth and leave all this pointing finger. Anybody that come out to point finger suddenly become a messiah or become a freedom fighter. We cannot get it right like this. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Damaba for calling me. Appreciate it. We're going to jump on another one now. Good morning to you. Good morning. Okay, then. Let's take some messages then. We've got quite a number of messages waiting for us. Okay. I'm going to jump on this one here, and he reads, this is no news. Governor Wike confirmed this while speaking to the military in Port Harcourt. He told them to their faces that they are the ones stealing oil. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, my friend. No name. I'm going to take another one that says, those complaining of Asahi Kubo accusing the military wrongly as a non-state actor, we're giving the military the pretext to hide this. No name on that as well. I'm going to take this one that says, Igwe Victor, and it says, even if it's the truth, the source of the information is wrong. So how does that affect the truth? I'm just wondering. Victor, I'm just wondering, right? I'm just wondering out loud, yeah? Okay. This person wants to be anonymous, and they said Asahi Kubo and his cohorts, people like Ateke, Boyloaf, and the so-called Avengers are the major criminals of the crude theft. He has community women and youths who continually go to points of operations to vandalize or use specialists to steal oil. He's a shareholder and an area father who, after being disarmed by Amnesty, still parade high statue of... Okay, I get what you're trying to say. Like, he parade heavy weaponry, right, with his fellow men. Now he wants appointments and he forgets he's part of the criminal gang. Anonymous, drop that. Anonymous, thank you. We're going to head back to telephone now. Let's take a few more. Good morning to you. Good morning. Okay, let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hi, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Jonathan is my name. Now, let me first appreciate Tinubu for opening his door down for everybody to come and save their mind. I would say that I think it's very unfortunate for someone to use a sudden messiah for Asahi Kubo. Probably you don't know him. Go to the YouTube and go and know about him very well. You can't use sudden for him. He's been around for years. I would say that it's a fact that school door is being stolen, Sheriff. He said it. It's a fact that it's not poor man like me that will steal it. It's a fact that it's powerful people that range within politicians and these military people that he's talking about that possibly will be doing it. I don't have a badge. A poor man cannot have a badge. So I think that is fact. In what he's saying. I think he has held this on his chest for years. I think it's the convenient time for him to speak.
and that's what I see playing. People are just, I wanted to call you more. I just saw kind of reaction. Nigerians are even so funny sometimes. So do good for them. Sometimes my problem. This man is telling us the reality fact, and I feel he knows what he's saying.
Okay.
And I feel I know Tinubu for once. He will not go after the military. He's a politician. He will seek a political solution to all these things, I think.
Thank you.
Must get to the root. Enjoy your morning, sir.
Thank you, Jonathan. That's great, Franca. Hi, Franca. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherif.
Good morning.
Yeah. For me, the messenger himself, he just only wants these people out of the way so he can start his own looting. To me, what he's saying is the truth. But how he's accusing these people is a different thing. But for them, they want to take over as well to continue from their own side. That's what I would say. Thank you.
Thank you, Franca. Thanks for calling me. It's 9:42 now. Let's see who's here. Morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Please don't know.
Good morning.
Yes, morning to you.
Good morning.
We can hear you, sir. Morning to you. You can't hear me?
Hello, Sherif. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Please go on.
Let me remain anonymous as well.
That's fine.
You see, people will just come out from their comfort zone and begin to say what they don't understand. However, I was a military officer, and I want to tell you that what this man, Asare Dokubo, said is nothing but the truth. You see, this country, there is nobody that will have the will to say, let me probe into the military. Because if they dare do that, the rot in that place, in fact, is unquantifiable. So anybody that is coming, defending, they are just wasting their time because nobody can do this. Nobody can do this without the aid of the security agencies. Look, if I post you a recent letter that is posted to the presidency from the junior ranks, in fact, Sheriff, you will be surprised. So nobody should come out and begin to say what they don't know. They are accomplices. And Asare Dokubo is saying what he knows. He has been there for a very long time. He knows all these things. They know. Even if he's an accomplice, he knows they were using them to do all these things. The army will not come and tell you, oh, yes, we are involved. They will always deny. Rot, we did here. Not be small, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous. Austin is also here on the line. Hi, Austin. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherif.
Good morning, sir. Please turn off your radio. Thank you.
How are you doing?
Please turn off your radio. Thank you. Please go on.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, better now. I'm doing okay.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for having me. I'm not a fan of Mr. Asare Dokubo, but what he said is just the right thing. He knows what he's saying. For one to trade in crude is not a small business. For VLCC to come into Nigerian waters without being noticed, it's not possible.
It's impossible.
It is not possible. For Afrimax to come into Nigerian waters without being noticed, it's impossible. For Shawmax to come into Nigerian waters without being noticed, it's impossible. So he knows that those people that are there are doing it. It's just true. But anyway, I trust this this president. He knows the right call to make. It's just a matter of time.
Okay.
God bless Nigeria.
Thank you for calling me too. Appreciate it. 9:45 now. What do we do? Let's go to our live stream. Let's go take some comments on there. I'll come back to the telephone in a moment. Godwin Oyibode says, what Asare Dokubo did was to bail the cats. The military can't feign ignorance. Oil racket has become so lucrative that they are neck deep into it. Asare Dokubo needs an award. That's Godwin Oyibode who drove that here. Godwin, thank you for sharing your thoughts on our live stream on Facebook. Let me go to our live stream on YouTube. Let's go take some thoughts there. Odunayo Emmanuel says, can you ask the president to cut down government expenses before putting Olumorok in the head of the masses? Okay, I don't know what he's talking about, but thank you, Odunayo, for the effort. Appreciate it. Ikechiku Iwumune says they have reduced the Nigerian military to a mere second fiddle agency. Non-state actors have been elevated to prominence. As Ikechiku Iwumune who dropped that here. Folayin Abiodun also says, what about Asari Dokubo himself? He's among those people that still are crude. As a Folayin Abiodun on our live stream on YouTube. I'll take one more comment on YouTube. Hamilton Pax says, this is corporate stealing. Asari is also involved. Hamilton, thank you. For Jerry, I'm back to the telephone now. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Morning.
Let me remain anonymous.
That's fine.
People are busy complaining about the OASF. What of Asari Dokubo making allegations that him and his boys are the ones securing Nigeria? That one, why can't we look into it and question him about that? Who gave them ammunition and other things they used to secure Nigeria? Thank you.
Thank you, too. I'm not sure. I think you're exaggerating. He didn't say Nigeria. He mentioned a particular location. Yeah. I just thought to correct that. Good morning to you. Morning. Okay, let's take another call then. I'm sorry. You're going to have to call me back. I'm sorry. That was very late. Morning to you.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Sheriff.
Yes,
good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Yes, my name is Francis Metini.
You're welcome, sir.
Yes, I complained about this OATF one time ago in Lagos, yeah, when they demolished my house in 2019 in Takwa Bay. That the key people are the Navy and the top men in charge. Nobody listened to me. I was granted an interview on the 23rd January 2019. Nobody listened. Now Asari is saying it now. It's not a story. It's not a story. Even NNPC in Lagos State, we know the people that are involved when I was staying in Takwabi Island. The key people, the pump man, the depot chief, the naval top men, both of them are involved, not the common men. The common men, they are just picking to shop.
Did you see these people? Did you witness anything?
Can I tell you something?
Tell me.
How will the people know that they want to pump oil from the depot to another department before they will take the operation if there is no information from the depot?
Yeah, so I get what you're trying to say, right? But you're mentioning the naval chief and all of these things, but then you don't have a proof to that effect. I'm asking if you witnessed them at Takwa Bay. Did you witness any of these naval chiefs at Takwa Bay? Oh, shame on you, network. Shame on you. Shame on this network. Oh, I'm really sorry. I can't hear you anymore.
I know what's happening.
Shoot. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I can't hear a thing anymore. So there's no doubt there could have been an insider information. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you have saboteurs everywhere. But to be very specific and be saying naval chiefs, top this, top that, that's why I needed to ask him that question as to, did you see them? Where did they at any point in time during the course of your stay on Takwa Bay Island see any service chief or somebody that looked like a high-ranking naval officer or a high-ranking military person on the ground supervising, or maybe not even supervising, but just there on the ground? Yeah, that needed to be confirmed. I'm going to jump on another call. We're almost done this morning. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
My name is Nathaniel Mamua. I'm from Niger Delta.
Yes, please.
Exciting conversation.
I want to tell Nigerians that Osari Dokubo is right.
Okay.
I was a liver in a long time.
Okay.
The only thing that we saw in the river, it is only military and navy. I'm a German. Then, it is true that we are selling Nigerians. It's not lie. If you saw a navy or any army. That is the work that they are doing. That is the business that they are doing. Even as I'm speaking to you, I was settled them 3 years to 4 years ago. But these people, no poor man in this Nigeria that's doing that business. It is military and the lazy. A poor man can carry ship, enter Niger Delta and just pack good oil. No.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Knowing that he's telling, somebody is telling me, I saw in my eyes, my two eyes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing your thought. Appreciate it, okay? You know, I appreciate the fact that he said he saw it. He lived in the Niger Delta as well, yeah? So that's well appreciated. But this is where we'll leave it. I'm sure that there will be follow-up conversations across all our shows. You have The Sunnyside next. You have Hard Facts. Following this show right now is What's Up Lagos. I'm Sheriff Phil. My job is done for today. I'll be back on your radio tomorrow morning at 5. In the meantime, enjoy a top-notch radio broadcast here on Nigeria Info 99.3. Bye for now. Good morning to you, Lagos.
This is an infomercial.
And it is Let's Chat that is bringing this, you know, message to you. Now, have you guys ever been on calls where, you know, you're trying to talk to a long-lost friend or even a close friend and, you know, the call just, you just hear that annoying message from your network provider that, you know, your data is about to finish. Very, very frustrating. Now, you probably have heard about the Let's Chat instant messaging app by now. But what you have not heard is what it does. And I'm here to plug you in to it. Now, say goodbye to insufficient data cutting your...
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not